Well, missing a few who are themselves out parading with the scouts or whoever else it might be. So it's for us today to do perhaps a little bit of remembering, as it is Remembrance Sunday. And we can think, can't we, of different wars that have been fought and are being fought at the moment, different disputes and different conflicts, and can all seem a little bit far away from us. Well, we think that's what governments do at times, and nations, and their wicked leaders, and they cause all kinds of troubles and go and fight against other nations or war against their own people even. And it's a very sad thing. We sit on the television and read it in the newspapers and we think, well, that's happening somewhere else far away from us. But I want us just briefly this morning to think about, well, wars that really in a way we start. Because war, well, all right, that's what governments sometimes start and peoples rise up like that. But we need to look a little bit closer to home and come and search our own hearts and see if actually the causes of war aren't found there as well. Now, governments sometimes, don't they? States look at a neighbouring country and think, oh, look at all their resources. Look at all the oil they have. Look at all the wealth that they have. Gold and minerals. Why? If we got hold of those, we would be much richer. And so they invade those countries or seek to grab parts of the land and bring about all kinds of conflicts there as they try to get possession of something that isn't really theirs. Ah, do we do that? Ah. Do we sometimes look at what other people have and think, oh, I'd like to have that? Do we sometimes feel tempted to reach out and steal what isn't ours so we can have that possession that we've always wanted or have that extra money or something like that? Oh dear. You know, if I ever hear that any of us have got a heart like that, that we've stolen something or in such an obvious way taken something that isn't ours, I would say, oh dear, they've forgotten. They've forgotten, you know. They haven't remembered. That was in our own hearts, that kind of war. Or countries sometimes look at other countries. Well, yes, they fancy the material wealth that they've got and the resources they've got. But they also fancy just being a bit bigger, having more people under their control. And being able to think, look how powerful and look how strong we are. So that sometimes happens. And nations invade neighbouring nations so they can have more power and more influence. And say to other nations, look how big we are. Don't you mess with us. But we can find similar things in our own hearts. You know, if we are minded to bully people and we enjoy sort of having power over them, and being able to manipulate them and get them to do what we want and snap and they have to obey us. Oh dear, if I hear that you've been like that, I'll say, they've forgotten. They've forgotten, you know. They haven't remembered. Sometimes nations begin to fight with people in their own country or in other countries just because they happen to be different to them. Oh, that's a different tribe, that is. That's a different group of people to us. We stand against them. We are going to fight you. Or we're going to take away your liberties and your rights. That's what happened, didn't it, in Germany and against the Jews. And at times I still hear of ugly, ugly attitudes against the Jews. And so that happens. And tribes fight against other tribes. And the government might be one particular group. And they start oppressing a group that's not their group. Just because they're different. But you know, we can be like that too. And just because somebody's a bit different to us, got different interests, wears different clothes, eats different food, speaks a little differently to us, we can sometimes think, you're different to us, we're against you. And you can be part of a group of people there, and they're saying, we're against you, you're different, we're going to make fun of you. Oh, if I hear that you've been like that, I'll say, they've forgotten, you know. They'd forgotten. They didn't remember. And wars can also happen because people who could do something to stop them don't. They just sort of sit on their hands. They just sort of maybe pretend that they're not really seeing the things that are happening. Yeah, we can think of Germany, can't we? And we can think of how the government there began to hate the Jews, began to take away their rights and their property, and began to kind of marginalise them and make them seem as if they're not really humans at all. A lot of people saw that who weren't Jews. And they said, well, I don't really like what I'm seeing there, but I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'll just keep quiet and hope it all ends. Except it didn't end. And it just got worse and worse, until in the end many Jews died in concentration camps. But wait a minute. We can do that. We can see things happening to other people, perhaps, and we say, that's not right. That's not fair. They're not treating that person right at all. But we, instead of saying, actually, this is wrong, and speaking up for them, might think, oh, I'm just going to keep quiet. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let that sort of injustice just pass by. I'm not going to stand up for those people there. Oh, if I hear that. You've done that. I'll say, they've forgotten, you know. They've forgotten. They haven't remembered. So today, as we remember people who've died through war, whether in the past or whether today, and when we think perhaps about the causes of wars, they're a little bit closer to home than we might admit. Because sin wars in our hearts. Sin works there on the individual level, person to person. We need grace, don't we? We need to pray for ourselves. God will deliver us from that which is living within us, that we might be his people and serve him. And so that we are not part of the problem, but part of the solution instead. So may God help us to remember today and tomorrow and the day after that about these things and about the things that live in our hearts, that God may give us great liberty and deliverance from our sin. Amen.